Caroline Mickelson's first night in her beautiful new San Francisco apartment is rudely interrupted at 2:37 a.m. by unmistakable sounds of passionate lovemaking coming through her bedroom wall. As an interior designer with an eye for detail, she had spent the day admiring her gorgeous new space before falling into a contented sleep. Now she's wide awake, listening to her neighbor Simon and his female companion engage in enthusiastic wall-banging sex. The timing couldn't be worse. Caroline is 6 months into a frustrating dry spell where her orgasm has mysteriously gone missing. Night after night brings different women to Simon's bedroom. One she mentally nicknames Spanx, another with long brown hair, and a third with an Eastern European accent who actually meows during sex, dubbed Purina, sending Caroline's cat Clive into a frenzy as he tries to climb the wall toward his lost love. After enduring several nights of interrupted sleep, Caroline reaches her breaking point and storms to Simon's door in her pink baby doll nightie. Their first meeting crackles with tension. He answers, wearing only a sheet around his hips, all jet black hair, piercing blue eyes, and lean, tan body still glistening with sweat. His infuriating smirk and wink before closing the door in her face sets the tone for their antagonistic relationship. Initial antagonism over noise transforms into a truce as Caroline and Simon learn more about each other. Simon isn't merely a womanizer, but a talented freelance photographer for National Geographic and UNESCO whose traveling lifestyle explains his preference for casual relationships. Caroline, a rising interior designer at Jillian Designs, gaining recognition for innovative small space solutions, feels personally adrift after her "oh" disappeared following an encounter with pizza parlor Corey Weinstein, whose mechanical approach left her mentally reorganizing cleaning supplies. Their friend groups merge naturally. Caroline's friends Sophia, sharp-tongued lawyer, and Mimi, yoga instructor, connect with Simon's friends, Neil, tech entrepreneur, and Ryan, chef. The six enjoy trivia nights, hikes, and Ryan's experimental dinner parties. The relationship shifts during a plumbing disaster when Simon rushes to help Caroline at 2 a.m. As they battle flooding together in a hilariously intimate situation, with Marvin Gaye accidentally playing, Simon later reveals his meticulously labeled beach sand collection, showing a methodical, sentimental side that intrigues Caroline. During a weekend at Sophia's grandparents' Lake Tahoe house, Caroline notices what others miss. Their friend group has paired with the wrong partners. In a drunken hot tub game of truth or dare, Caroline finally calls everyone out, leading to a perfect reshuffling, Sophia with Neil and Mimi with Ryan. Left alone with Simon, their sexual tension finally breaks. Caroline straddles him, sinking her hands into his hair. "Why did you kiss me at the party?" she asks about their moonlight kiss. "Because I had to," Simon answers simply. Their passionate moment ends when Simon suddenly pulls back, retying her bikini. "Caroline, you're amazing, but I can't," he stammers. Humiliated, she scrambles out of the hot tub, slipping as she rushes away before tears come. During the awkward drive back to San Francisco, Simon obsesses over Caroline while convincing himself he's not relationship material. Meanwhile, Caroline secretly sniffs his sweater, confused by both his rejection and her own feelings. After a week of silence, Simon appears at Caroline's door, confessing he's ended his harem because he can't stop thinking about her. With raw honesty, he admits being drawn to her since their first encounter and impulsively invites her to join his trip to Spain. Their adventure unfolds in picturesque Nerja, where Simon has rented an exquisite beachfront villa with white stucco walls and cascading purple bougainvillea. Despite the romantic setting, both navigate their new dynamic carefully, deciding to take things slowly. On their final evening, over a cliffside candlelit dinner, Simon reveals the truth about Tahoe. He explains that stopping their hot tub encounter wasn't from lack of desire. With Caroline, he recognized something profound. It would be all or nothing, and he wanted all of her. Their first intimate encounter that night is filled with tender discoveries and passion, Yet, despite Simon's devoted attention, Caroline finds herself unable to reach orgasm and orchestrates a convincing performance instead. Back in San Francisco, Caroline is devastated after faking her orgasm with Simon. When confronted, she snaps, throwing brioche dough against the wall, leaving a flowery mark that perfectly represents her emotional state. Through a frantic rant around her kitchen island, Caroline's composure crumbles. The truth spills out: her missing orgasm, her sexual history, and ex-boyfriend Corey Weinstein, the machine gun fucker, whose selfishness effectively took her O and left her struggling with trust. Mid-breakdown, she accidentally blurts, "I think I love you," then freezes in horror. Simon steps closer. "You think or you know?" Caroline, flower-covered and emotionally raw, admits she knows. Simon responds, "How thoroughly you own me, nighty girl, and I know I love you enough to want you to have your happy ending." Their passionate encounter escalates in the flower-dusted kitchen, with Simon incorporating honey and baking ingredients in increasingly sensual ways. As Caroline completely relaxes, her body and mind synchronize. In this moment of complete vulnerability and trust, surrounded by spilled ingredients, Caroline finally recaptures her elusive O. The novel concludes with Simon and Caroline's transformed relationship. Even Clive the cat, once Simon's fierce enemy, now contentedly curls in his lap, symbolizing how completely the barriers between them have dissolved. They host a dinner party featuring dishes from their Spanish vacation, where they discover their friends had orchestrated their meeting, seeing potential between them before they did themselves. Their physical relationship has deepened too. When Simon suggests staying at his apartment, they playfully reference their wall-banging history. What once irritated Caroline now provides intimate humor. Simon's thoughtfulness in bringing Clive over shows he's embraced every aspect of Caroline's life. The final shift to Clive's perspective offers a clever conclusion. Through the cat's eyes, we witness his patrol of his expanded territory, checking on the feeder, Caroline, and the tall one, Simon. Clive's acceptance perfectly mirrors the theme of territories merged and barriers overcome. Wallbanger shows that walls, physical or emotional, never truly protect us from love. Caroline and Simon's journey demonstrates how antagonism can evolve into understanding, challenging both to reconsider their views on relationships. The wall between their apartments symbolizes their emotional barriers. Caroline's ordered life and Simon's commitment-avoiding lifestyle are forms of self-protection that gradually crumble as their connection deepens. Their story celebrates the messy, imperfect nature of modern relationships with humor. The novel resonates with readers who understand the challenge of maintaining boundaries while seeking genuine connection. Finding love often means breaking through self-built walls. The greatest pleasure isn't in perfect silence or control, but in the beautiful chaos of letting someone into your world. When walls finally come down, what remains is the foundation for something more meaningful than we could build alone.